This is the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB.
I've always loved books. With the iPhone, it's possible to read different types of books. Today, we're going to be discussing Audible books and Kindle books. The Audible app on the iPhone is very easy to use. It's free to download from the iTunes store. Once downloaded and you've signed in with your Amazon or Audible credentials, you are free to browse your library and download to your heart's content. The book is downloaded directly onto your iPhone and then you can start reading. Let's see. So I've got the app opened and we'll just browse.
Close by Martina Cole, narrated by Annie Aldington, 17 hours, 25 minutes remaining.
I'll double tap to download the book.
Audible. Close by close button.
Close by Martina Cole.
There are player controls towards the bottom of the screen. If you go to the left, you can jump back 30 seconds, you can pause it, or you can fast forward as well. If you stop reading and do something else and go back to it, it remembers where you've left off, so you can resume reading from that point. You can speed up the narration and you can skip chapter by chapter. It's possible to remove the book from your iPhone, so I'll just do that now.
Delete button. Selected cloud button.
That has been removed from my device. So, what about the Kindle app? You know, as much as I love my Braille and audiobooks, I always got frustrated when I wanted to read a book that wasn't accessible. It used to drive me around the bend. That all changed with the advent of the Kindle. I remember buying my first Kindle 3G keyboard device, and I was so excited in the shop, not so much about the device, nothing special about that really, but at the prospect of being able to read for the very first time a book that was in print, and I could get my hands on it and read it. Providing that text-to-speech support had been enabled on that book. If it hadn't been enabled, I couldn't read it. But again, with the advent of the Kindle app on the iPhone, that changed again, because it doesn't matter now whether text-to-speech or screen reader support has been enabled or not. I can still read it, whether that via speech output or via a Braille display on the iPhone. It's not possible to purchase a Kindle book directly from the app itself, but if you do so via the Amazon site, and then you are free to listen on your Kindle app. So I've got the app open and we'll just browse through the library and select a book and start reading it. I'm going to swipe gently to the right with one finger and just browse.
Haunted Liverpool 27, Slemon, Tom. Book downloaded. Reading is 91% completed. Yorkshire Ripper, The Secret Murders, The True Story of How Peter Sutcliffe's Terrible Reign of Terror Claimed at Least 22 More Lives. Clark, Chris, Tate, Tim. Book not downloaded.
I'm going to double tap with one finger to download the book, and you'll see how quickly it does it.
Yorkshire Ripper, The Secret Murders, The True Story of How Peter Sutcliffe's Terrible Reign. Download finished.
So if I want to select that book...
Book downloaded. Reading is 1% completed.
I just double tap with one finger.
Menu off. Yorkshire Ripper. Double tap for menu. Authors forwards the 31st of December 1978. It started snowing at Nottingham. It would not stop until the end of May. The M1 was quiet.
If I want to stop reading, I just place two fingers in the middle of the screen and tap the screen once. If I want to go back a page, I swipe to the right with three fingers. If I want to go forward a page, I swipe to the left with three fingers, and then to start reading again, I just swipe down very gently with two fingers and it'll start reading. It's not possible to lock your phone once you start reading the Kindle book, and with VoiceOver enabled, it just reads from page to page automatically. You don't have to turn pages. But one thing I've noticed is as it turns the page, there is a slight delay as each page is turned, but once you get used to that, it's no problem. If you want to delete a book from your device. It's easy to do. You find the book, you double tap with one finger and hold, and then swipe to the right once and it'll say remove from device. You double tap it and the book is removed from your iPhone, although it's still in the cloud ready for you to re-download again.
You spend the evening unpacking books from boxes. You pass the...
So there it is, Audible and Kindle books for the iPhone. Thank God they're still there for us all to enjoy.
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.